in the second half of the show. Melissa Selecki's standing by to come in and give us that great information. And in the first half of the show, literacy is going to be the topic, and we'll get to that soon with Cindy Ratliff from Reed West. But I did want to welcome back into studio Abby. You know, yesterday we had a recorded show.
Yes.
So I haven't asked you much about your weekend. How was your weekend?
I had a very good weekend, as you know. I was sick last week. It was very restful. I definitely needed this weekend. How was your weekend, Steve?
It was good. It was good. I watched some football, and as a Philadelphia fan, of course, I continued watching last night. Had a great night. I was a little concerned because Minnesota had beat Green Bay in the first week, and I wasn't doing any smack talk with any of my Minnesota fans because I wasn't real impressed with the Eagles defense. Anyway,
well, no hate to your team. I'm happy that you you won, but go Broncos.
And my dad was a Bills fan. My dad was a lifelong Bills fan, which makes the Bills my AFC team. They played last night. It was a great night. I mean, I just had a lot of fun watching football last night.
I know. I literally got into work today, and I was like, Steve, what'd you do last night? Binge watch any shows? And he's like, no, Monday Night Football.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and I don't always watch, but, you know, when and my son is a Minnesota fan, so we sat there together watching, and I was kind. So,
was he kind?
He was upset.
I mean, justified.
To say the least. But regardless, hopefully the content in today's show will make everyone happy. We've got, actually, we're going to be playing some music in the second half of the show that's just going to make everyone smile, including you, Abby. So
I have no doubt. I have yet to hear it, folks. I will be playing it, but I have not yet heard it, as I promised Steve I wouldn't, because I need to be surprised.
And with that, we welcome Cindy Ratliff. Oh, before you go, Abby, I have to, Cindy, our guest, okay, spell Cindy's name.
Oh, gosh, there's so many different spellings.
Yes, there is.
Does it start with a C or an S?
It's a C.
Okay. Sydney. Why do I feel like it's going to be like crazy
no,
hard?
No, not Sydney. It's Cindy.
Cindy.
Yes.
So, I mean, I feel like the typical
just go for
is C-I-N-D-Y.
Right.
What is it, actually, though? I see her shaking her head.
Yeah. Well, I welcome Cindy Ratliff from Reed West into the program. And I'll let you say, I'm saying it because I like it. It's so cool. This is one I've never seen.
Okay.
So I'll let you tell her.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it. Cindy is spelled C-Y-N-D-Y. And the reason for that is Cynthia is started with C-Y-N.
Ah,
so
there you go.
That's where it comes from.
Yeah, I'll call you Cindy, though.
That's right. I appreciate that.
Well, Cindy, I came across, I think I have a list of nonprofits in New Mexico that Abby provided me with as we prepare to invite guests onto the show. And I saw Reed West, went to the website, and how cool is this? An organization that assists people in literacy and more. We'll get into details about more. But before we jump right into the programs and what folks can find at Reed West, tell us a little bit about the organization.
Well, Reed West has been around for 33 years now. It was started by the Corrales librarian, Barbara King. She was tutoring people in her kitchen at home and contacted Santa Fe and said, how can I get assistance with this? Because now I have more people than I have room for. And from there, we moved to gas stations. The Jewish Center actually housed us for 22 years. And now Amazing Grace Personal Care Services has taken us under their wing.
I've been there. I'm familiar with what they do. Such great work.
They do. And they really are helping us out with their housing. Like I said, housing us now, which gives us the room to do one-on-one tutoring, classes. We do quite a lot, actually, and we'll get into that, like you said, in a bit.
Yeah, well, and you have a kind of a personal connection that we were talking about off the air, and I'll let you share as much about that as you want. It's an inspiring story, and it's an encouragement to others that walked through, you know, are walking through or have walked through the path that you did.
Mm-hmm.
And before I get to the end of your story, I'll let you tell it.
Okay. I actually graduated high school with an eighth grade reading level. And it really wasn't up to par where I needed it to be to join the military. Also, my family is a, we're farmers and ranchers. Mm-hmm. And of course, education, you know, was never a big draw. It was more, you're always going to work on the farm, so don't worry about it. Anybody who's ever worked on a farm knows they don't want to do that forever because it's a lot of work.
It is.
So, so I got a tutor, to help bring up my reading level and my math skills and other things. And, by the time I was done with military and, got a career for 15 years. And when the market dropped out in 2008, the company I was working for, folded, and they took all of our 401k and everything with it. So,
oh dear.
So I realized I need an education. So I went back to school at 40 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, How did you get to Read West?
So while I was in college, a friend of mine, she said, "Hey, are you busy right now?" And I said, "I'm just waiting in between classes." And she says, "Come with me." And we walked into the auditorium and there were about 36 people sitting there staring at me. Oh, she goes, "Oh, this is an ESL conversation class. You're teaching it. Have fun. I'll be back in 2 hours." I've been doing it ever since.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and, and I was real impressed when I went on the website to see all the different things that Reed. Now, do you know where the name came? Just
Reed West. Actually, I don't know who originated the name. I'm assuming it was Barbara King that started the program because we were called Literacy Volunteers, I believe, in the beginning.
Yeah.
It was called Westside Literacy Volunteers.
Okay.
And then was changed along the way.
And you guys kind of still are on the West Side. You're not, and it's not Albuquerque though.
Do you know we've always been Rio Rancho?
Okay. Even in Corrales.
And even in Corrales. Okay. The thing is we serve Bernalillo, Sandoval.
Right.
You would be really surprised how big our reach is. We've had students on the mountain. We've had them. Well, we still have them in Bernalillo. We have them in Los Lunas. Even though there are literacy programs there, I mean, sometimes when they get attached to us, then even when they move, they don't want to leave.
Now, are some or most of them doing this remotely?
We do have about half of our program running remotely right now.
Okay.
We do have hybrid classes, so we have people that come in, and then we cast the class so they can do it from home because a lot of our adults do not have childcare. So they're able to attend class via the Internet.
Now, speak to the person. I'm going to start walking through some of these programs.
Okay.
Speak to the person who maybe didn't finish high school or they're wanting to finish it early.
Right.
By heading through the high school equivalency test prep or test. And having homeschooled kids in our family, you know, I know a lot of homes, you know, I think people associate the high school equivalency test with words like dropout, quitter, you know, and I dislike that.
Not true.
It's not. And I think probably I realize that because the amount of people that, you know, they're going through homeschool, they've got, you know, as much education as anyone's going to public school. And they're just looking for that certificate,
mm-hmm.
Not just, but they're looking for that certificate. And this is an opportunity to prepare for that. One quick question I have about the program, is it exclusively for literature and reading or assistance and preparation, or does it include any of the math?
Okay, I'm glad you asked me that. So we actually do not do the GED. We do the HiSET.
Okay.
The HiSET is written at a high school level. It runs about $10.56 a session, which we never have them take the whole thing at once. We go section by section.
Right.
We do cover all five sections, reading, writing, social studies, science, and math.
So, and then the difference between the two, the GED and the...
The GED is actually owned by Pearson.
Okay.
A bunch of professors and colleges wrote it, and we found it's really written at a high, high level, almost college level. And it costs a lot more to take.
Okay. So if someone wanted to go through the high school equivalency test prep,
mm-hmm.
How would they do that?
So the first thing that you would do whenever you come in to Read West, we'll do an intake, and then we'll do an assessment. And then we'll send you home with a pretest, and you'll take one test a day, every day, for 7 days, and then you bring it back. We grade it. If it says that you're able to pass any of the sections, we ask that you go take those either at CNM or YDI or one of the other places. And then what we do is we get all the stuff that you know out of the way. And then we only focus on what you need.
Okay. Okay. And so when you send them home for the test, is it different every day?
Each test is different. Okay. So for day one would be reading. Day two would be writing, social studies, science, and then math. There are some writing prompts in there, so they do have to write essays, so we can see what that looks like as well.
All right. And for those that are thinking this is just for someone in their teens.
So we are an adult literacy program. Mm-hmm. So 18 years of age and older. We have taken a few 17-year-olds, but they have to be accompanied by an adult. Unfortunately, we are not insured for people under the age. Okay. So just having a guardian there if they're 17. But really, 17 is the lowest that we go at this
and
time.
And there are plenty of people 17 and older that need your assistance.
Yep.
Yep.
You would be surprised.
Yeah. How many people at any given time do you have going through the program?
Well, right now we have 146 students.
Okay.
And roughly 106 volunteer tutors.
And regardless of the program they're going through, maybe it changes. Or how long a time are students typically using the services of Read West?
So we retain about somewhere between 70% and 80%, depending on what year it is and what they're studying. I should say this about the high school equivalency. They do have 3 years from the day they take the first test to complete it.
Okay.
So we do have a lot of high school equivalency students that stay with us the full 3 years.
Okay.
But we also have some that get through it in 6 months. And the other thing I want to tell you about that is we have a ton of young men and women that come to us to get their high school equivalency to join the military.
Oh, okay. All right. So there you go. And that's what you were dealing with when you were trying to join the military. Let's go on to one of the other programs, basic literacy.
Yes, basic literacy. Basic literacy, let me just say this, 1 in 5 New Mexicans read at or below a fifth grade reading level. A lot of people don't know basic literacy skills in this state specifically because we are 50 out of 50 now, which is horrible, but that's why we do what we do. Yeah. So basic literacy is basic math skills. What we do is we also do financial literacy. We also do, we do a lot of grammar. Some of our students that come in, they read, but they read so low. Sometimes they have a hard time filling out applications or, getting parent-teacher conferences has been an issue, too, because they put it in writing a lot of the times because they're so overwhelmed. Basic literacy really is basic skills, reading, writing, science, social studies, history, math, financial literacy, like checkbook, how to keep a checkbook. So there's a ton of things that we do.
And I'm going to guess that reading comprehension part of that.
Comprehension and retention. They go hand in hand. It's great if they can comprehend it, but we want them to remember it too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, have them write it down. That'll.
Absolutely. You would be surprised. They journal a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, whenever I end up taking notes, say I'm listening to a message and I, in church or wherever, even if I don't ever go back to those notes, it is something that, I think they've proven that, right? That, if you're writing something down while you're listening and going through, if you're taking notes, you're going to retain more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The thing too is really knowing what kind of learner they are. That's the important thing. Are they visual? Are they audible? Are they kinesthetic? What kind of learner are they? So there's a lot that goes into a student coming in. We try to find all that out at their intake and orientation.
Now, what about dyslexia?
Dyslexia. So alive and well, unfortunately. So dyslexia isn't something. So as a volunteer program, we do have students with dyslexia, and we do have some tutors that have their linguistic specialists, or they've worked with autism, or and they've worked with people on the spectrum before. So we try to get them involved as much as we can. So if you have those skills, come see us.
Yeah. And we'll get to more of that too. Recruitment. Yeah, I love it. We're visiting with Cindy Ratliff, with Reed West, and we'll continue our discussion. Hopefully you're taking notes, because certainly, especially in New Mexico, based on the stats that Cindy shared, all of us, most of us know someone who could benefit from the program at Reed West. We'll continue right after the break on ABQ Connect.
KLYT, The Light, welcomes Zach Williams to End of the Mountain Gods in Ruidoso on Saturday, September 24th.
You got pain. He's a pain tape.
Williams in concert in Ruidoso with songs you know, including material from his project, Rescue Story.
You were the voice in the desert, calling me out in the dead of night, fighting my battles for you. You are my rescue story. There's only love in my heart.
KLYT thanks Boundary Media for their support of this announcement of the Zach Williams concert at End of the Mountain Gods in Ruidoso on Saturday, September 24th. Endofthemountaingods.com, Ticketmaster.com, KLYT, The Light of New Mexico.
John Chitwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive.
I have towed many vehicles in for repair, with the customer stating the car just stalled while I was driving. After diagnosing it, I've had to make that phone call many times and state to the customer, you're out of gas and you need to refuel. Many Christians are like that. They need to be refueling daily with God's Word in order to keep themselves moving forward and to have the mind of Christ. Dwight L. Moody was once asked why he urged Christians to be filled constantly with the Holy Spirit. He replied, I need continuous infilling because I leak. What gauge do you use in your life to know if you're running on empty of the infilling of God's Spirit?
Southern Boulevard Automotive, 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, 892-2300 or southernblvdautomotive.com. Thank you, John Chitwood at Southern Boulevard Automotive, for your support of KLYT 88.3 FM.
At Calvary Southwest with Pastor Ray Montoya, it's our desire to love the Lord our God with all our hearts, souls, and minds, to live out, teach, and walk in the truth of God's Word, and to passionately reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We hope you'll consider doing this with us. We meet Sunday mornings at 9 and 11, as well as Wednesday nights at 6:30, just across from West Mesa High School on Fortuna. Find more details at calvarysouthwest.com.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Today's show is sponsored in part by Ben Lucero at Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. Or online at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect.
And welcome into ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman, and coming up in just a few minutes, Melissa Solecki will join us in studio and get all the details about Awana. Now, those programs, a lot of them around town, or maybe all of them, have already started. That's okay. We're going to let you know how your kids can get involved and how it will benefit them. Trust me, you're going to want to stick around if you're not just your kids, your grandkids, great-grandkids. We want to make sure you have this information about Awana coming up in just a few minutes. And we're in studio currently visiting with Cindy Ratliff. And Cindy, we may have mentioned earlier, I've actually, I was going to say I've slept since then, but I've just kind of dozed off a little bit at the break. What is your title at Reed West?
I'm the executive director.
Okay. Cindy is the executive director at Reed West, a literacy program in Rio Rancho. And we talked about some of the history and the different programs. We're going to press on through some of the other programs that are available. One of them being English as a second language, which was that's the class you said ESL. That's the one that you got kind of thrown in teaching?
Yes, absolutely. English as a second language can mean a lot of different things. So ESL classes, we have conversation classes. We do pronunciation and articulation. We also do beginner. We have a night class that runs on Wednesday nights from 6:30 to 8:30. That's online, so people, when they just get home from work, can actually join it. And everything is on our website to sign up and everything. But English as a second language also means citizenship. So when people come, we help them prepare to take their citizenship.
Oh.
And make sure they're staying compliant and doing all the stuff that they need to do.
Not an easy test.
Not at all.
No. As a matter of fact, I mean, I would challenge anyone who is a citizen who hasn't ever looked at it to take a look at it and see what it takes to become a citizen, you know, going through that test. I know in where I went to, not high school, well, it was where I went to high school too, but in eighth grade, where I was at that time, you had to pass this extensive constitution test or you weren't going to make it into high school.
Yeah.
So I appreciate those that work so diligently to get through those tests. I was kind of curious as you were talking about English as a second language, and I'm going to assume it's probably true. A majority of people that are going through that are speaking some form of Spanish. However, the question I have is, what language that people are coming from, do they have the most difficult time coming to English? Which, by the way, if you've never taken a foreign language, English is one of the hardest ones to learn.
It's the second hardest language to learn.
Yeah.
Then Chinese is first.
Oh, okay.
So
I thought Russian was harder.
So let me tell you this.
I'm
Reed West has 31 different countries right now coming to our program.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I know a lot of people think, oh, we just get Mexico or we get, you know.
Right.
But you would be surprised. In fact, right now, we have 7 Ukrainian students that just came to us. We've got a few Russians that just got here. We've got, we just got 5 Hondurans, Palestinian, well, Afghanistan.
And I'm going to use my imagination. We're right next to an Air Force base here.
Yes.
And a lot of the people that are serving overseas find spouses.
They do, and we have a lot of spouses that are military spouses. Yeah. The other thing is we're located right next to Intel.
Okay.
And, they opened those new fabs up out there now, so we're getting the families of the people that moved here for Intel. So, and that's been typical since they opened. So
typically, how long does it take someone to go through an ESL class?
I have no idea. It depends.
Yeah.
It really does. And let me tell you this. When you go to ESL tutor training, the first thing they're going to tell you is everything depends.
Yeah.
It is, because it depends on where they're from.
Sounds a lot like the government.
And how many hours are they dedicated to doing it, the work?
Okay.
I have had somebody in, I want to brag about one student if I could.
Yeah.
We had a student from El Salvador come in. We taught her English. We taught her reading and writing. We taught her, we helped her get her high school equivalency. We helped her get her citizenship. She went on to CNM and got her LPN license, and now she's working on her RN license.
Oh, she'll get it.
3 years.
Good for her.
I've never in the history of this ever heard of anything.
And then after her RN, she'll probably work on her BS, for RN, and then she'll maybe specialize, and so, you know.
I hope so. She's amazing.
The eternal student.
She is amazing, let me tell you.
Okay, now I want to make sure to get to this because we mentioned it off the air.
Okay.
You wanted to talk about one of the newer programs that you have, the Court Scribes.
Yeah, we're piloting Court Scribes for the downtown courthouse. What that is they need people. A lot of people that need to file paperwork or have something come up in their life that, you know, is unpleasant, and they can't read and write. A lot of people don't know this, but we have a lot of incarcerated people here in New Mexico that sign charges that they never did because they can't read and write.
Uh-huh.
And so what we do is we have volunteers that go in, and they just say whatever the client says verbatim. We don't give opinions. We don't tell them what to say. They say it, we write it, and we read the questions to them or the application to them. It really is up to the client, but such a fantastic program. We've been piloting this for about 3 or 4 years now. So it's been something that we've gotten national notoriety for through the court. So we're very excited about it, and we hope to see this take flight everywhere.
Now, the final program I want to mention, then we'll get to some of the ways listeners and others could get involved. is the computer literacy. And I think a lot of people assume, you know, we're living in an age now where, well, sit down and type it up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, now I'm showing my age a little bit. When I went through high school, I learned BASIC on an Apple IIe. I'm guessing you're not teaching necessarily computer language. You're teaching basic computer literacy skills.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Okay.
So we do have a basic computer literacy course right now. We're also partnered with the Loma Colorado Library.
Okay.
And they're going to be running three classes in October that will do cybersecurity, email, and video conferencing.
Okay.
But the really great thing. We all know that during the pandemic, our parents had a very hard time helping their children with their schoolwork. When you can't read and write and you have no basic math skills and you have to help your child with their homework, not only did we realize they couldn't help their kids, but we realized they don't know how to use a computer either.
Mm-hmm.
So, computer literacy, we teach it to everyone. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter if you need help, we're here. We're happy to help with any kind of computer literacy skills that you would need. Like I said, I've got tutors and students taking the classes. So it's for everyone. It's not just for people that, you know, I mean, if you need help with it, we won't say no.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, as I listen to this, I just, you know, you mentioned being on the top of one of the bad lists that, you know, and New Mexico is pretty good at that right now.
Aren't we?
Yeah. However, it just feels like the work that you're doing has to be something that's going to influence people in a way that's going to, illiteracy. This is just total speculation. No science behind it. I'm just speculating that as our state, if it were to become more literal, able to do these tasks, it's going to probably assist us in getting off of more of those lists than you might imagine.
You would be surprised. So we are funded mostly through the Higher Education Department in Santa Fe. And if we could educate people in our state, if we could find the money to educate the people in our state, you wouldn't have the economic issue we're in, you wouldn't have the crime that we have. Education changes lives. It does. And there's no, I mean, look at how many incarcerated people are getting their high school equivalencies every day.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Well, I want to say probably on behalf of a lot of the listeners that are tuned in and hearing what you do, how much we appreciate the work you're doing. It has an impact in the community. And, I imagine you sleep well at night. other than trying to figure out how to get caught up after coming back from vacation,
right.
We talked about. But before you go, we got about 2 or 3 minutes. I do want to make sure that the listeners know that there are ways that they can get involved. One of them, and I just saw the title on the website, Literacy Light. I'm looking forward to hearing about what that is.
So we are a free service to everyone that comes to our program. So the Literacy Lights are donors that donate $1,000 or more, and then we put you on a big plaque, and we brag about you, and we tell you how great your money's going to do for us. We favor our Literacy Lights just because we can serve more people that way. And really, fundraisers during the pandemic didn't go anywhere. Recently, we lost funding from United Way. Because they just didn't have the funds to get all the places funded this year. But so Literacy Lights really are a way for us to stay relevant. Because we write grants, we take donations, really our donor base is really the way we stay afoot.
Well, and you're speaking to an audience that, I commend them on their giving. They're a generous people. And I hope that those that are moved by what they have from Cindy today will participate in that. And then other ways people can get involved is to be a tutor. Now, I'm going to imagine people listening and think, well, I think I might need help with literacy. How could I be a tutor?
Oh, you know, 90% of being a tutor is caring. If you care, you'd be a great tutor. Tutoring is really what you're doing is you're addressing the client's literacy needs, whether it be speaking, reading, writing. We do have conversation partners too, and all they do is talk to students. They can do it on the phone, they can do it in person, whatever they want to do. We have other ones that teach basic reading and writing. We have ones that teach high school equivalency subjects. Just because you teach one subject doesn't mean you have to teach them all. It's not unusual for our high school equivalency students to have three or four different tutors.
Yeah, and I'm going to imagine as people come in to volunteer to tutor like you do with clients, you kind of get an idea after a while of their aptitude and where to plug them in. And nothing, like what you say earlier, you know, everything changes. Nothing's really
right.
ever the
it
same.
It depends. But yeah. I will tell you this. Anybody that comes in to be a volunteer at Read West, we have training. And we pay for the training. There is a manual that we ask you to purchase at just $30. Mm-hmm. But we train you before we ever place you with a student. So it's not like we're going to say, hey, welcome aboard. Here's your student.
Not like you got thrown into the ESL.
Yeah, that was not ideal at all. But, I mean, I'll tell you, best paying job I've ever had.
Yeah.
Maybe not financially, but, man, no, you get to see some really, really cool stuff.
I get it. Well, listen, we appreciate your time. Before you go, I want to give the contact information. You can call Read West at 505-892-1131. Let me give that number one more time, 505-892-1131. And I went to their website. You need to go there and see all the various programs and the things we talked about today and more at readwest.org. And Cindy Ratliff, the executive director at Read West, thank you for your time. Thank you for the work you all do. It's greatly appreciated.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and remember that literacy changes lives.